Forklift is a non-profit secondhand store for home goods and building materials. Shop sustainably for low-cost modern and vintage furniture, art, lumber, hardware, and more for your home or project. Moving out? Consider donating your reusable materials. Community Forklift is located 10 minutes from College Park down Route 1 in Hyattsville. Follow Community Forklift on Instagram to see the latest thrifted finds and visit www.communityforklift.org for salvage store hours.
Good morning and welcome to WMUC FM College Park. You're listening to Sonic Fruit. I'm your host, Kevin Ireland, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing you a good variety of music. Hopefully there's some bands that you recognize, and maybe I'll put you on to some new artists that you never heard of before. To start off, we have a birthday. And no, it's not a person's birthday, but an album's birthday. And this album, released in 1966, some feel was ahead of its time. Some say it came out right when it needed to. One person that was particularly unhappy with the recording was one of the artists himself. That's Eric Clapton. Shortly after departing the Blues Breakers, Eric joined up with Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce to form Cream. And largely, Clapton's digressions lie within the minuscule budget that they had to record this album. I'm talking about Fresh Cream, the debut album from Cream. And to start us off, go with the lead track. This was released December 9th, 1966. I Feel Free.
Bye. Love me do. Sometimes late when things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Some are quick to take the bait and catch the perfect prize that waits among the shells. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was a reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke glass stained bright color, image going down, 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 down. That he didn't already have. And cause never was a reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke glass stained bright color, image going down, down, down. That he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me. Ooh.
America with Tin Man, and there's a touch of George Martin coming in at the end there with that piano scale coming through in the background. The legendary Fifth Beatle produced the track and played that piano part, giving it a distinct sound. That's something to be said about America's production, thanks to that man, George Martin himself. If you're just tuning in, this is Sonic Fruit here on WMUC FM College Park. Up next, Chimes of Freedom by the Byrds.
Between sundown's finish and midnight's broken tone, we duck inside the doorway, thunder crashing. As majestic bells and phones struck shadows in the sound, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing. Rushing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight, flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight. And for each and every underdog soldier in the night, and we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. In a far off corner flashed, and the hypnotic splattered mist was slowly lifting. Electric lights still struck like arrows, fired but for the ones condemned to drift or else be kept from drifting. For the searching ones on their speechless seeking trail, for the lonesome hearted lovers with too personal a tale, and for each unharmful channel soul misplaced inside a jail. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. As we listen one last time, and we watch with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended. Tolling for the aching ones whose wounds cannot be nursed, for the countless confused, accused, misused, strung out.
face. Where's that silhouette I'm trying to trace? Who's putting sponge in the bells I once rung and taking my gypsy before she's begun? Just sing in the meaning of what's in my mind before I can take home what's rightfully mine. Joining and listening and talking in rhymes, stopping the feeling to wait for the time. Who's saying, baby, that don't mean a thing? 'Cause nowadays fancy can even sing. On that happiness thing, who's trying to tune all the bells that he rings, and who's in the corner and down on the floor with pencil and paper just counting the score? Who's trying to act like he's just in between? The night isn't black if you know that it's green. Don't bother looking, you're too blind to see who's coming on like he wanted to be. Who's saying, baby, that don't mean a thing? 'Cause nowadays fancy can even sing. Coming home on old 95. Who's got the feeling here to keep me alive? Though having it, sharing it ain't quite the same. Ain't a golden nugget you can't lay a claim.
Who's seeing eyes through the crack in the floor? There it is, baby, don't you worry no more. Who should be sleeping? Writing this song, wishing and hoping he weren't so damn wrong. Who's saying, baby, that don't mean a thing? 'Cause nowadays Clancy can't even sing. Who's saying, baby, that don't mean a thing? 'Cause nowadays Clancy can't even sing.
The lead single from Buffalo Springfield's self-titled debut album, that's Nowadays Clancy Can't Even Sing. And it kind of feels like an early Crosby, Stills, and Nash tune. If you hear some of those Stephen Stills guitar licks in the background, you can kind of see where some of those later compositions came from, and he always had it in him. Another fun fact about Stephen Stills, he once unsuccessfully tried to join an audition for the Monkees, the TV band. And coming out of Buffalo Springfield as well, of course, we have Neil Young. And a fun fact about Neil Young, his first guitar was a little plastic ukulele, and his second was a banjo. Now, here's a tune that old Uncle Neil plays some banjo on off of Harvest Moon. This is Old King.
The truck in high gear. King went sniffing and he would go. It's the best old hound dog I ever did know. I had a dog and his name was King. I told the dog about everything. There in my truck, the dog and I. Then one day the king up and died. Thought about the times we had. Once when I kicked him when he was bad. Old King sure meant a lot to me, but that hound
is history. King went running after deer, wasn't scared of jumping off the truck in high gear. King went a sniffing and he would go. It's the best old hound dog I ever did. I still got a long way to go. I had a dog and his name was King. I told the dog about everything. Old King sure meant a lot to me, but that hound dog is history.
Feeling blue. frozen sea. Grandpa was that wheeler, and he took me on his knee. He said, son, I'm going crazy from living on the land. I've got to find my shipmates and walk in foreign sands. This old man was graceful with silver in his smile. He smoked a briar pipe and he walked for country miles, singing songs of shady sisters in old town Liberty. Songs of love and songs of death and songs that set me free.
Euphoric is how some sailors describe that first sight of land when they've been at sea for weeks and weeks, maybe months and months, sometimes years. But that is a particularly upbeat tune coming from the Doors. It's called Land Ho off of the 1970 record Morrison Hotel. It was originally a poem written by Jim himself, and then Robbie Krieger added some guitar work, and out popped that tremendous march. And wishing a happy belated birthday to the late, great Jim Morrison, who was born on December 8th, 1943. Coming up next, I got some Grateful Dead for you. And while next week I might include a little bit of Winterland, any Grateful Dead fans out there know the closing of Winterland show, today we're going to keep it warm. We're not going to get right into the wintry stuff yet, but that will be coming next week. This one is coming from Alpine Valley in Troy, Wisconsin, in August of 1982. It's Big River.
Minnesota. Tore me up every time I heard her draw on that southern draw. But I heard my groom back downstream cavorting me down his port. So I followed you, big river, when you called. Taught that weaving willow how to cry, cry, cry. Thought the clouds had a cover up a clear blue sky.
Tears cry for that woman. Gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I
Widespread Panic with their eponymous track from Ain't Life Grand, their 1994 studio album. Now, Widespread Panic are doing a three-night run at the Fox Theater in Atlanta leading up to New Year's Eve. And just last month, at the Capitol Theater up in Port Chester, New York, they welcomed out Warren Haynes of Government Mule for a couple of jams. They went into a couple of covers. They did Tom Waits' Going Out West, which is one that Haynes often covers with Government Mule. They also did a classic Good Morning Little Schoolgirl, the Sonny Boy Williamson blues track. And for those of you that don't know, it was a little bit of an Allman Brothers reunion, because the drummer now for Widespread Panic since 2015 is the brother of Derek Trucks and the nephew of Butch Trucks, the original drummer from the Allman Brothers. His name is Dwayne Trucks, named after Dwayne Allman. Moving along, we're going to kick into some indie rock. Got a little bit of the Strokes for you. This is coming from Is This It?
There'd be no color, there'd be no sound, all the memories that I haunting me, but I'm alone with everything that you can't hide away. They'll keep on coming, but it's down low. You never want to give it away. Charcoal dripping on them every day. Falling, thinking that it won't ever happen right. I'm out here thinking of it still. Could you be mine? Without you to be my other, who would be down for us staying on the kind of day all year round? Without you, there'd be no other. 2015, keep on how I like to live my days in the weeks, but I'm alone with everything that you can't hide away. They'll keep on coming.